Gilroy, California, calls itself the garlic capital of the world. And two policies of the Trump administration, one on trade, the other on immigration, are having mixed effects on this agricultural community. NPR's Jasmine Garst visited the town caught in the middle.
It's about 50 degrees outside, but for a moment, it looks like it's snowing. The morning air is pungent and savory, and those flakes falling from the sky are garlic skin pieces, drifting away from the peeling facility I'm standing outside of. I'm in Gilroy, south of San Francisco, at the Christopher Ranch, the largest garlic producer in the country. Ken Christopher, executive vice president, tells me it didn't always look this busy. In the 1990s, he says the industry was hit hard by cheap Chinese garlic imports.
U.S. garlic was trading around $40 a box in the 1990s. Chinese garlic flooded the market in at $10 a box, and it severely undercut a lot of U.S. growers.
Only a few garlic farms survived. Christopher Ranch was the biggest. Christopher says about 6% of its garlic is bought from China. The rest is homegrown.
It was really hard. We're talking reduction in workforce. We're talking reduction in work hours. We had furlough days just to get through the year.
This struggle went on for years. Then in 2016, Donald Trump was elected president, and his stance on Chinese imports was pretty clear. Tax them.
We are now making it clear to China that after years of targeting our industries and stealing our intellectual property, the theft of American jobs and wealth has come to an end.
Christopher flew out to Washington last year to testify in favor of tariffs on Chinese garlic. That would mean Chinese garlic at your supermarket would be way more expensive than American-grown. When he talks about tariffs, Christopher's face lights up. He says his dream tax on Chinese garlic is over 400%. In the end, the Trump administration went for a 10% tariff. He remembers when it was announced.
My coworkers and I started texting each other, emails started flying back and forth. With a coworker of mine actually got me the flag that was flying above the U.S. Capitol that the day they got enacted.
The ranch says their garlic sales are up by about 20% since last year. They've even had to pull garlic from storage to meet increased demand. But like most American agriculture, a lot of this town's labor force is immigrant. And the Trump administration's crackdown on undocumented labor has hit many California farmers hard. Christopher says he thinks about this all the time.
If the Republican Party is pro-business, if they want to support industries across the country, they need to realize that immigration is a critical function of that.
Driving through downtown Gilroy, it's clear this town has close ties to Mexico. The streets are lined with taquerias, discotecas, and there are sites in the outskirts that house migrant workers.
Just in general, there has been a lot more fear, fear to be out in public.
I'm with Gerardo Barba, an outreach coordinator for Catholic Charities. He says the mood here has changed.
We started noticing changes recently with the higher amounts of actual arrests that ICE conducts. Generally, going to people's homes, knocking on the door.
At the Gilroy Catholic Charities office, I meet a man who packages garlic at the Christopher Ranch. He says they're great bosses. He gets paid $15 an hour, a solid wage for a farm worker. He recently got his green card. And yet...
Sí, pues yo de hecho tengo familiares indocumentados que...
He asked that his name not be used because he has family members who are undocumented and worried about getting deported. If that happens, they've asked him to take care of their children. He says even though business is booming, there's a lot of fear. And he wonders. If enough people get deported, who's going to harvest all that garlic? Jasmine Garst, NPR News, Gilroy, California.